mainly because they do pay so much, $170,000 on average for these jobs, almost three times more than every other average job out there in Alaska. So just a phenomenal amount of money that, if it stays in state, can be spent, all over the place at restaurants and bars and clothing stores. It's important to note that one-third of the workforce traditionally for the oil industry has lived out of state, but that still leaves two-thirds to spend those big checks all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the folks that know about this stuff, the economists, what do they say about why those job numbers are so low?
Well, it's interesting because we've got kind of some of the older challenges that Alaska's oil industry has often faced, like political challenges and legal challenges from conservation groups. And, they've helped to slow projects over the years and limit the kind of availability of jobs. But then we've got now banks that are saying they are not financing new Arctic projects for the industry. And then we've also got this unique situation that we're all facing with pandemic problems, supply shortages, inflation, labor shortages. So it's a mix of old and new things. There's also some increased efficiency in the oil patch, but I don't know that that's a tremendous thing that's happened lately. There was already increasing efficiency, but economists have said that every time, oil prices get tight and companies cut back, they always find a way to be more efficient when they come back. And another big factor is that Hilcorp took over operation of the Prudhoe Bay fields, and hundreds of workers did not move over from BP, who was the previous operator. So that was also a big contributor to the losses. So old and new problems.
And the big new one, right, is COVID, and it's kind of a double whammy just by itself that the global economy sort of slowed down. People didn't have as much demand for oil, but then also there were major concerns about worker safety related to COVID, right?
Yeah, of course, it was disappointing, but also fascinating to see there was a huge shutdown. For the most part. Of course, the oil still flowed, but there were cutbacks wherever there could be. And Hilcorp stopped drilling in April of 2020. ConocoPhillips shut down projects, and it was just an amazing slamming on of the brakes.
Are those things still going to be problems that limit the number of jobs in the oil industry here in the near future?
The economists that I spoke with are generally hopeful that a lot of the pandemic-related challenges are going to subside, but I think most people would also agree that the problems we have dragged on longer than expected, so who knows? But the labor shortages, the inflation, economists are hoping that oil companies can adjust to those changes maybe by spring or summer of next year, and they'll start to be more of a growth in the oil industry jobs, but everyone is really guessing. And some notable experts in the field, like Neil Fried, the state economist, would not even take a guess. Some economists had even suggested this is kind of a new normal for us, that getting back to 10,000 jobs, which was what the industry had right before the pandemic, could be years, if ever.